Blog Talk Radio.
Be not in velvet. Be not in velvet. Be not in velvet.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Venus in Velvet radio show. My name is Torreya, your host this evening, and it is a somber day in Orlando, and I'm just going to say it. We're trying to get past some of this, and we certainly don't want to deny our feelings about how things have been. This weekend, we lost a most talented singer to a senseless shooting at the Plaza. Hasn't gotten the recognition or the coverage that our event on Saturday night, but still a tragic ending to a very young life. And then, of course, Saturday evening's massacre, and that's what I'll call it, massacre. I want you to know that I am here for you, and if you are in the Central Florida area or you are part of any of that and any of the existence that has occurred, I am here for you as a spiritual counselor, not for reading, but only as a spiritual counselor, because we know it is important to do the grieving process. I don't want us to think about hate anymore today. This is so tragic. I want us to think about how we can put healing and love and hope in its place, and that we pray for all those people who are affected by such a terrible thing. And one of the most beautiful things I saw today, because you know I live in Orlando, I broadcast from Florida. One of the things I saw today that touched me was a little girl who wrote cards to people, to families, to rescue people in the hospitals, and just these beautiful cards that came from her heart, the purest of things, like get well and rainbow. There was a rainbow over the city. It was very touching. And that's the kind of outpouring we need. We've had blood banks and buses coming through all different locations and just trying to be of service. So reach out, and even just if you know somebody in Central Florida, I know Facebook did an amazing thing, a safe check, and that was, I'm just thanking them at this time, because I was awoken to a phone call from a friend in Alabama asking me if I was all right. She knows that I frequent different, night clubs and venues in my work with spiritual things as music and even as friends. I go out and I love to dance. I love to be entertained as much as I am an entertainer and as much as I am a people person. So I, of course, was like, well, what are you talking about? And I hadn't even turned on the television, so I had no idea. But I want you to feel free to call in tonight if you have a question. The number is 646-727-2585. So an outpouring of love and healing to all those, and my very special friends who've lost friends through this event on Saturday. So I have been sending them healing all day. We're going to take our first call in the 216. Okay. I'm believing that they're wanting to talk. Hello, caller. Hi, how are you?
Good. I know, I feel so bad about Orlando. I didn't know you lived in Orlando, by the way. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I've been here since 1976, so a long time.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. So I've seen Orlando grow and change.
I'm
sorry, what is your name, dear? What is your name?
Sharon.
Sharon, thank you for calling the show. Thank you for being a new voice in the show. How can I be of service?
It is new. Yeah, I know. It is a new voice. What do you see coming up for me with career changes?
Okay. I want you to say your name. You don't have to say your full name. Usually I say that in my private work, but just say your name aloud one time again.
Sharon.
Thank you. I keep seeing new connections for you. immediately. That was a great new connections in store. So, my guide is giving me the chills. Like you're getting either somebody turning you on to an opportunity, going to be a better situation for you to be in the next coming years ahead. So I feel like something is going to change in a very short time. Okay? Either you're going to, like, when you get this information, you don't want to hesitate. My guide says you don't want to hesitate. You want to sit and really look at it and think about it and then make your decision. But he said it would be a good choice. It would be a good choice. And it's really, he's giving me time frame of like when something is supposed to be occurring. He keeps saying three weeks, okay? So he said it several times, my master guide, you know. And I confer with my other people and if there's anyone in spirit with you also. But you do have somebody here in spirit. Is that okay to share that with you?
Is that sure, all right? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Because they weren't leaving me alone. I'm just going to be really sincere here. They were just like, well, okay, I'll wait. And it feels like it's a mother side of the family, like a grandmother energy for you. If
okay.
It's not grandmother, it's got to be great-grandmother, but I'm feeling a grandmother vibe coming through. And, oh, I just got a brush on the cheek with her for you, okay? And it's almost like, you know, it's like wishing you luck, but it's not like you need a lot of luck. She said, you can do what you want to do. It's time. So I don't know what the time factor was with what's been going on with you. I'm just simply listening to her words right now.
Okay.
But
perfect.
She says, just take a deep
yeah.
breath and let it out. Because she says, it is time. She's looking at it like a watch or something. She says, it's time, don't you think? And it was just
I
like
know.
Very matter of fact. But, yeah, look for something here. I would say they're gathering it for you in about 3 weeks' time. My guide is emphatic about that. And just
thank you.
Don't waste a lot of time, but really sincerely look at it and motivate yourself to make that choice.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Sharon. And thank you for calling into the show. And I hope you have great new beginnings.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. That was our first caller in this evening with Sharon. And I always like to share my gift and beyond just, you know, what's happening in the show. I don't mind, but sometimes I am about the theme and anything to break up that energy. I went to the gym tonight and I worked out and I said I have to go and release some of this stress and this pressure because, you know, it can be stressful. When people all around you in Central Florida and your friends are popping up and you don't see any posts from them on social media and the next thing you're about ready to make a phone call because you just want to be sure. And this has just, unfortunately, it has a lot of 9/11 written on this with the media and the television with names going across the bottom of the news of who these people were in that moment and how they were affected in their and who's going to be honored. And we have a huge area where people have been coming with outpouring of love and healing and prayers and hugs. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for everyone across the country for putting prayers to Orlando, for those people who are so seriously affected. I cannot tell you. I had a dear friend in a club nearby, and it was a gay club. And this is like a big thing for her, you know. And her mother was with her. She was like getting some kind of an award or something. And this was huge. And for her, that's a big step. And I just, and for her to be there, she was by, what they say, by the grace of God. This was not the club that was hit. But they have opened up their club with open arms to all people who are going to Pulse. And this is the new, this is our Pulse. And we're that. And I thought that was beautiful. And they said, you know, we want you people to come here and, you know, we send our love. And you know, that's what we need. We need to heal this with love. So I'm going to take our next caller. Caller in the 780. Oh, we got that little icon. I don't know if you want. Did you want to talk, caller 780? I'm sorry about that. Hello?
Hello, how's it going?
All right, how's it going with you?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Is this our Canadian friend?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I just realized it when I looked at it. I said, 72. Oh, yes, Canada. How are you, and what's going on with you tonight, dear?
Not too much. I just did some exercises outside and enjoying the nature.
Beautiful, beautiful. Mm. Yes, it's a hot one in Central Florida right now. And it's like, you know, you have to kind of wait for the, you know, pick your moments in the sun, as they say. And it's like, I love sun, but I'm not about, you know, melting to death. And I always tell my friends, get peppermint oil and put it on you, and peppermint and orange together, and then you won't overheat and, like, you know, just be dripping sweat. It's a Florida tip for anyone. Anyone who comes to a theme park or anything like that, and goes, I'm so hot, I can't even move. But it's cooled off now. And so I'm being outside at night and coming back from the gym and just saying, oh, so much better. Windows rolled down, driving. It was great. So what's been going on in your world, my friend?
Oh, not too much. I'm just pretty well on the last leg of my yoga thing, intensive that I've been doing for the last 6 months or so. So I'm looking forward to it.
Cool.
Journey is still not ending, but it's the classes will be ending next month. So
right. Now, do you do mudras in your yoga class?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I just had a workshop on with my first ebook called Mantras, Mudras, and Mindful Meditation. And, of course, the one that everybody was running to on the first page of pictures was the weight loss one, and then the blood pressure with the heart one. So what kind of mudras do you do with your yoga?
I do actually a grounding mudra.
Mm-hmm.
Just with the fingers, basically. And,
right.
That's about it right now. And just do invocation of some deities into the mood,
right.
Or into the meditation. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Beautiful. I know I was sharing that with my students this week, and it was on Sunday actually, just yesterday, and it was like just an interesting version of people trying to, like, see how they were trying to put their fingers and thumbs, and we were helping one another.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to do it more like this, and, you know, just to be relaxed. And I said, you know, you can use the intention energy with your mudra and the meditation and the chant. And we went into chants and toning also as part of this. But, you know, in the yoga, in Indian dances and Eastern culture dances, they do use the hand mudras very much as a part of, you know, the storytelling in the dance as well.
Yeah. They do that too.
Yeah. I noticed they do that in Hawaiian dancing. It's not quite mudras. It's a little different. It's, well, it is gestures, but it's not just the hand mudras. It's the whole arm, the whole, you know, physical body as well.
Yeah.
So that's great. You're still going on with your yoga, going strong. That's awesome. Wonderful.
Yeah. It's been good.
Very cool. So when are you going to come to Florida? Because all Canadians usually come to Florida at some time.
They usually
month,
do.
Which is March, Canadian month. That's what I call it. Yeah, March is Canadian spring break.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to let us know when you come to Florida so we can,
well, definitely,
we can say
definitely.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling into the show. It was good to hear your voice again. And please say your name, because it's, my head's been filled with lots of things today. And usually I get your name, like, right off the top of my head just by the sound of your voice. So what is your name again, Jeff?
My name is Jay.
Jay. Okay. See, and I should just synchronize. I'll sync that in right now with my,
that's okay,
with my thoughts again. Yeah. But, yeah, sometimes when I've had you on the show, it hits you. Like, it just hits me right away with the sound of your voice. Jay. So, but thank you for calling into the show tonight, and Jay, it was lovely to hear from you, and best wishes and your continued path, my friend.
Well, thank you so much.
Have a great, if I don't hear from you, have a great summer solstice.
Yes, thank you much. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Speaking of summer solstice, we're going to take our first break and going to talk just a little bit about that. That's coming up this weekend. Well, actually, the 20th, but we have an event in Orlando. It's on a very positive, healing, happy note. So stick around, and I'll be right back with more from the Venus in Velvet radio show. And we're back. Welcome to the Venus in Velvet radio show. I was mentioning earlier that we had a class at Lunasoul Esoterica on Sunday, all about mantras and mudras and meditation, mindful meditation. So if you're interested in that ebook, message me at info@venusinvelvet.com. And it was a free giveaway for the class that attended, anyone who attended my workshop. So the next thing that's coming up there, of course, this weekend on Saturday from 10 to 6 is the Summer Solstice in the Lyssa Festival. And this is just a half of the wheel turn. This is, we're turning that wheel, cranking it. So we've got a lot of celebrating to do. And Lord knows we need it this weekend for sure. So if you just take a moment in your mindfulness and your prayers and meditation and send out hope and healing to Orlando, I would really appreciate it. It's been my place, my hometown for a long time. Don't say for, because you can tell I'm from really up north. Because Southerners don't say fur. Unless, well, I don't know. But I, you know, that's an old habit. I actually, you know, have a set of cards that I'm going to share with you tonight from a woman that I met years ago named Denise Lynn, who is published by Hay House Publishing. And Denise, she's a great lady, beautiful soul. And I was thinking, what can I say to the audience tonight that would hit home for healing and for positive thoughts? During a time of crisis, we have to see the beauty. The beauty card came up. Beauty in all things. Though this is a tragedy, we see the beauty of the outpouring of helpers, of people who are supporting. People who have nothing to do with anybody that was, whose lives were taken, that just needed to be there and individual tonight and being a part of it and sending out their love. And that intention is strong. And then the next card that I pulled was about power. The power of prayer. Pride. You know, be proud of who you are. This is, some people were concerned in the gay community. Should there be a vigil tonight? Would this just be another target audience? I didn't think there would be, you know, and I just don't, because that was a marked moment. I think that the young lady, her life that was taken as well, it is tragic. And, you know, we have to remember her and honor her, what she brought to the world with her musical gift. Of her voice and her spirit. And then we want to think about the last card, which is playfulness. We're getting all worked up over the gun thing, over the gay thing. We have to let this go. That was someone else's fury. That doesn't need to be anybody else's. So we don't go get a, you know, assault weapon to fight an assault weapon. That's the law of attraction. We're bringing that in. We don't need to call that in. And we don't need to put fear there. We don't call in fear. On moments like this, we call in love and peace. That's what we call in. It's like, take the higher road, people. I believe personally, you know, we have the right to bear arms, but do we have the right to carry open carry? I don't think that's, I think we're not in those days anymore. We have enough armed forces. We have enough police forces. What good is carrying, having an open carry, you know, permit? What is that all about? Unless you're a, you know, a military or you're a police officer or something like that, you don't need to be toting around your gun. And I don't feel, and I'm just going to make the stand, I don't feel America needs assault weapons for open purchase. I think that is a total military tool. That's where it needs to stay. You know, a lot of criminals have the access to assault weapons. A lot of haters. We don't need assault weapons. If that man had walked in with a handgun, legally purchased, he wouldn't have been able to do near the amount of damage that he did to that, those people in that club. But he was able to have an assault weapon. Makes a world of difference, doesn't it? You don't need an assault weapon to hunt in hunting season either, because that's just straight up murder. That's not hunting. I mean, what would be left of that animal anyway? So I just say no. We have to start putting some ground rules down, what we can say yes to, and still believe in the right to bear arms, but we just have to stop this insanity of, well, I've got enough to blow up 10 countries. Do you need that? Why do you need that? No one needs that. You know, we have police in force. It's not like the old West. We have a lot of police service in force. And we have extra federal marshals and SWAT teams. We have all this. We're not a lacking country. So let's not put ourselves in that mindset tonight. I just wanted to say that because it has held a place for me in my heart where I was raised with guns in my family, with hunters, and we respected guns. We did not take and abuse that situation. Played in the house with guns and goofed around and waved pistols in the air. Nobody. So there's no need. There's no need to have ignorance of how to have a gun in your family. For say you want a gun for protection, fine. But you better educate your home. And, you know, nobody needs the assault rifle. Nobody. So it's just one of those things that we have. It's our cross to bear right now to deal with the struggle of what has happened. Because we just don't know all of the motivation, really. I can't get into it. I won't get into it with, because that's not where I want to go. I want to go with healing. So I'm going to do a prayer for spiritual healing. And I just want to remind you, if you need me, if you're part of Central Florida and you need someone to talk to, you're having problems coping with this, you know you can call me. Go to my webpage at venusinvelvet.com. My number's there. You know I'm also available for spiritual readings for those of you who are not dealing with grief, who just are dealing with life changes. Possession with me. You can go to, I have a new thing called Visibook. And you can see my calendar and what I'm reading. And if you don't see anything that you need, message me because I'm open. I'm open. I'm here for service for you. So looking forward to Thursday at Luna Soul for private session. And then on Saturday. So it seems like a Sanford kind of week. And those of you who know that I do music, I have exciting news. I'm going to be opening up for a group in an event in Sanford, a special little grand opening event. Big Blues Club in town. They just have a barbecue restaurant they opened up next to it, and which is part of the Blues Club. So I'm going to share that with you more next week. But yeah, there was a wonderful thing that came through my week musically. I'm all about doing the music and the psychic work, keeping a happy balance. So I'm going to leave you with this special prayer right now for all those with the intention for healing. It's called, it's from the I Am, which I'm a metaphysical teacher of, and it's from our book of chants and prayers and songs. It's prayer for spiritual health. So I want you just to take a moment and just think about sending healing and light and love and your prayers to Orlando and all those who were victims of the night at the plaza with our young performer who lost her life senselessly, and then Saturday night for so many communities, the Latin community, the gay community, and just Central Florida, the Orlando community. So if you would think about us this week at this moment, I ask the great unseen healing force to remove all obstructions from my mind and body, and I will do my part. This is really heavy. I ask this great unseen healing force and to restore me to perfect health, excuse me. And I ask this great unseen healing force to help those who are in need of healing and to remove all obstructions and restore them to perfect health. I ask this in all sincerity and honesty. And I put my love and trust in the power of God. Now you can use God, God is infinite intelligence, whatever you'd like. As long as you use something that sends the intention of health tonight. On a happier note, I just want to say thank you to all those who have been staying in touch with me since I left the Casadega Hotel. But I've got great things coming up in the next several months in the summer. If you need me, I'm here doing private events as well as public events. I'm at Universal Studios with my Universal family as well. So let's look forward to happy times ahead. And if you haven't spoken to somebody for a while, make a phone call. Call them and just check on them and see if they're all right. See how they're doing. Got somebody in the gay community, the LGBT community that needs, might need some confidence to keep doing what they're doing as far as just being out there and mingling and having a good time and living life, and just call them and just give them their confidence that, we stand behind them. We are with them. So I send out much love and light and healing to you all. May you all of your wishes be fulfilled. And still happy birthday to Geminis out there, sending out all the special wishes for those who are looking for work or looking for new love. I want to say, don't look, be open. That's the way. Don't stress, relax. Don't hate, be at peace. I'll leave you with that, with much love and light, dears. Namaste.